Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 705. It is October 16, 2022, and this is your official Overseas Connection podcast. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I just buckle up. I think this is going to be one of those shows. So far, so good.
Right.
We've got like technical, you know, no technical problems outside of us not being able to hear certain things. That's okay. Because we have Kim Woods here today. Kim.
Howdy, howdy. I am here. It's not actually a bad day. It's a little chilly, but not bad. So, yay.
Hey, we'll take non-chilly days, or a little bit chilly is better than rainy, stormy, snowy.
Indeed. Chilly.
Yeah, we're windy out here. It's nice but windy, which is great up until you start looking at decorations in your front yard that may not exactly be wind friendly. Also on the podcast today, checking in from northern Mexico, Robin Tate.
Hey, everybody. Robin. Hi, it's Robin here. Bongo de Cien. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And how are you all today?
That is incorrect. Ballymena is a province of northern Mexico.
Whatever you want.
Okay. This is the kind of that's the right response, Robin. Yeah. Now, talk to my wife. I need that same kind of response from her.
I've tried that this week. It didn't work that well.
Ouch.
Hey, we are a video game podcast. If you're not familiar with us, we talk about video games. We also talk about all kinds of stuff, as you can kind of figure out already. We're on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Why? Because it's there. At least it's not mountain. Mountain time zone has to be the worst time zone ever. Just saying.
Why?
It's pointless. It's just pointless.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
So is North Carolina in that sort of zone?
No. North Carolina would be on the East Coast.
So I watched a very interesting documentary this week about North Carolina or the Wizard of Oz. Land that was created in the 50s around the time of Disney.
Okay.
And it opened and it closed and they made the Yellow Brick Road. And the Yellow Brick Road's still there. And it's sort of an homage to the movie, The Land of Oz. And yeah, I suppose big theme parks with rides killed it. But I thought it was very, very interesting. And sort of the same brothers that set it up, set up the Rebel Railroad, which turned into Dollywood. And all that stuff like that. So yeah, try. There's some interesting stuff out there if you look for it. But yeah, that time zone thing is weird because we're about to get into the twilight zone of time zones again very, very soon.
Yeah, we're also getting into the twilight of things repeating. I'm not sure that. Oh, I'm hoping off. Was because I don't know.
Now we're stuck in a sound time loop. Uh oh.
That's not good.
What's that mean?
That means. Robin spinning the text.
I've heard me laugh 4 times. Oh dear.
Boing. Boing.
I don't know what's happening right now. This is the life we live. I'm gonna continue on.
You never touch the fucking thing from week to week. I didn't rebuild it from scratch. I left it where it was.
Sweet silence, Martin says.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Shit, Phil. Boing. Yeah. Are we getting that loop, guys? I'm very sorry. We'll cut this out in post.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Back to normal now. Okay.
Hey!
Do nothing.
Woo-hoo! Don't touch.
Literally
anything.
Do nothing. That's what you have to do, Robin. You do nothing and it works.
Don't okay. on it.
Just have to have a little faith. It's like a
look
George
at it
Michael
wrong.
Song.
I know why.
Uh oh.
Because I opened the Twitch page and it must have been getting my feed from the Twitch page. That should go
Mother
away now.
Fucker.
That's why. That's why. It should be away now.
Okay.
Right. We are good. This Hopefully. Is the voice. Yes.
This.
All right. Hey. Also, as Robin just demonstrated, we actually broadcast on Twitch. Not recommended to put it into a window you can't see and be playing loudly. We also are on YouTube, so please don't open that window either. That's it. This is, like I said, it's going to be one of those podcast people.
What?
Just get ready. We've got weird energy levels. We've got some gremlins.
Oh, yeah. That's good, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Skidmark's here.
Skidmark. Skidmark is here, yes. I thought you said Skip Mark, and I'm like, Skip Mark, he's not here. But Skidmark is here. Okay. Hey.
Got different glasses on?
You do have different glasses on. Non-Harry Potter. Those are very... Okay, I'm going to make the call here. And Kim, you back me up on this. At first, I was thinking executive, but no, straight up fucking grandpa glasses.
That is
granddad right there.
Grandpa Robin.
Granddad.
Anyway, frig me. Jeepers. Yeah, well, we've got people, Boomer's in there and Martin's in there. Thanks, guys. It's lovely to have you being sound testers. These are wonderful people. You should actually come on the podcast. Contact Greg. Talk about some stories, Greg. Yeah. Story time. Here we go.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
I just listened for the ding. We have feelers out. We'll see what happens with that. But let's talk about birthdays real quick. We do have one birthday we need to celebrate. This is Matthew Hale's 48th birthday on the 18th. After that, though, my understanding is he is going to be going through the change operation. So that will become his first birthday as Matharina.
Oh.
Matharina.
Give him the Macarena.
Yeah. Birthday song for him.
Cool. What's wrong?
We should be playing a birthday song for him.
Oh, we're happy birthday. It's not.
All right, there you go. That's your birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
Gentleman was not recognized.
It's like I'm gonna start getting Pavlov dog.
I know, like, right?
Yeah, the ding is gonna happen. I'm just gonna start blurting out podcast terminology. Cindy's gonna start using this against me. All right, happy birthday to you again, Matthew Hale, and Matharina in the future.
Matharina.
That's just that would be the worst name. There's other worse names out there, but Matharina would be up there. Let's do some story time. Robin, that is a sound effect we need you to play right about now.
Okay, again.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Just going to make you keep playing that sound effect over and over again. But the thing, and suddenly I'm hungry. I don't get it. Story time. Kim, let's start with you. There's something glowing, and it's not your face. I'm sorry to say. Good news on that. You're not pregnant.
Thank God.
What is glowing in front of your face?
I got a new microphone. Okay. I don't know. The last few times I've been on it, I know my sound's been a bit wonky and everything else. And I figure, heck, if I'm going to do this podcast thing for a while, I might as well upgrade. And I got a HyperX.
Fucking like 3 years into it.
I know, yeah, right?
Way to go, timely.
I wasn't sure I was going to stick with this or not. I didn't want to make the investment until I knew for sure. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You're stuck with me now. So, yeah, I bought a HyperX Quadcast S. It's the fancy one that changes colors. And so far, I like it.
I was just saying that, yes.
Yeah. Eventually, it may cause me to have an epileptic seizure. And, well, I might have to stop it. But we'll see. And I bought a fancy mic stand for it because I only podcast on my itty bitty dresser, and I only have like space like this, so there was no way I was gonna get it up here on the dresser. So I bought a floor mic stand for it.
Wow. So,
okay. Yeah.
Studio.
Yeah.
You are going all in. That's good. I like it.
Excellent.
So I don't know that now. You can actually see it on the stream unless I adjust cameras and all that. And I'll just take a picture and throw it up later.
I see it. And that's all that matters. I see it. Yes.
That's right. Nobody else cares. So I don't know. It set me back. It's not like Robin Rig money by any stretch, but I think the mic itself was like $120, and then the stand I got kind of on sale for $50. So I'm about $170 into it. So far nobody's complaining about I sound terrible or anything, so it must be working.
No, they send those just, we get that in private, Kim.
Right.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. All the time. I'm sort of
yeah. Robin, you are getting your attaboys now. The chat is happy with you.
Yeah, and I'm no longer hearing the hiss, and I'm feeling much more confident in myself now that I'm all...
Yay!
It will all go away next week.
Wonderful voice, my dulcet tones.
Exactly.
Northern Mexico. Absolutely fantastic. lots of things going on with me this week. In fact, I didn't travel terribly far this week, but I did a lot of work from home. I think big meeting was cancelled at the very, very last minute. We're not even going to go in there. Anyway, I want to start with Star Watts.
Star Watts?
Star Watts.
Yeah, I don't
Sounds
get
like
it.
A candy.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So Andy the engine. I've tried to get the passion for this series of Star Wars thing that you've had, and I seen your message that it delivered in the last episode, and I watched it yesterday, and it felt like Hideo Kojima delivered it. It was very, very, very slow.
This now makes me really question your taste in all kinds of media. Honestly, I I'm throwing some shade at you here, Robin. Mm. This is a well-acted series. It definitely had two setup episodes back to back in 4 and 5. But
I'm not saying it was bad. But I came away from it feeling a bit, every episode feeling pretty flat. And I felt it was flat.
Ouch.
Flat season.
I don't know what to tell you because everybody else I talk to seems to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, just they run with the herd. They're frightened to say
they're not from Mexico.
So sorry that I don't mean to take it away from you and all of
that. No, it's okay. I will talk glowingly about it. I think episode 6 paid off very well. We finally, I shouldn't say finally because we've had episodes with action to it, but this was finally kind of the build up to the big event, the heist event, if you will. And if you've been watching Andor, you'll understand. If you're not watching Andor, it's not really a spoiler at all. It delivered great. And there was some nice little twist towards the end of it that one, you could say, okay, I expected something to, happen. Again, I'm going to dance around this to not give spoilers away, but there's typical things you see in series where you're like, oh, okay, of course that happened.
The trope. Yeah.
The trope. But this episode, there was actually kind of, back-to-back tropes, if you will, which the second trope I did not see coming.
It was a tropey episode.
It wasn't really tropey, though. That's the funny thing. It really wasn't. Unexpected characters rose up, did different things, and there were some great twists towards the end of the episode that I think that were well-written, and yeah.
When the very well-dressed villagers came up the hill, I thought it was Heisenberg coming up the hill at first.
It did look like,
is this his little cameo? And I thought, no.
No, I don't think it's him. Although it could have been. Yeah. I mean, it really looked like him.
Yeah. It was fine. And, I liked the guy with the four hands. And that sort of thing. God, that would not be great.
I like a guy with four hands. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh dear, that could go
you only
in
need
so,
one, Robin.
So many places. That could, well, yep. Forehand could go in so many places.
True.
So many places.
Anyway. Oh goodness.
It's worth watching, but it's not exciting.
See, I disagree. I completely disagree with you, Robin. I could not.
All right, I will have to watch
more
this week just to be a third voice in this deal because.
Yeah. And Kim, I mean, how have you been getting on with it, Kim?
I haven't yet, so I'm going to have to because okay. You know, Robin's not a fan. You're a fan. It looks really good.
No. I'm a fan, but I just thought it was a bit flat.
Right. All right.
It doesn't deserve the hype that it's been given, I don't think. Even Lord.
It's Robin's version of She-Hulk, apparently. So there you go.
Yeah,
I haven't even went there at all.
Yeah, She-Hulk. I tried another episode. Mm-hmm. Just not. Yeah. Can't be bothered. Yeah. I have not watched the final episode of Rings of Power though. That is something that I plan to watch between today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But that is a series where it started off extremely slow but just a lot of pacing issues as mm-hmm. in there were slow moments within the series. I feel like the last couple of episodes have started to get us where we should have been all along. So I'm really kind of curious as to how this, because it's the final episode. So it's like, okay, does it deliver? I don't know. We'll see. Baseball. Playoff baseball has been happening. Exciting playoff baseball. My Padres, man, they hadn't been to the postseason since 2016. And before that, they hadn't made it to the championship series since 2006. And they beat the vaunted LA Dodgers. The Dodgers, who won 111 games this year, that everybody said they were going to the World Series. In fact, the coach of the Dodgers said in halfway through the season, we will be in the World Series. Well, guess where you are at now? You are at home.
Same place my team is.
Yeah. I would say I'm sorry, Kim, but I'm not, because my team has advanced. The Padres, yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting times. But really good games yesterday. All kind of came down to the wire. There was a lot of battling back and forth. And so I am super jazzed for baseball right now, which I haven't been in a long time as a suffering Padres fan.
True. Fair enough.
But yeah. Kim, what else? What else has been going on your side?
Let's see. It will be my brother's birthday on Friday.
Birthday.
Yeah, he'll never listen to this, but he'll be, what will he be? Let's see, he'll be 44, I think, on Friday. So,
44.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tuff, even though you'll never hear this, but whatever. Let's see, Tony's last football game for the season was last night.
Can we talk about this, Kim? Because I feel like you were really distracted by the crowd, it seems like. You weren't paying much attention to the game.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I was. Well, he's in fourth grade, so, I mean, you know, there's not much going on that. It's not like the Chiefs playing the Bills or anything like
right,
that.
Right, right. Well, yeah, when you have peewee football, which I'm assuming that's kind of the level.
Yep.
What it boils down to is it's like a rugby scrum the entire time.
Pretty much. And poor Tony's team, they didn't actually get all livened up till like the last two quarters, and by that time the team they were playing against was already well out ahead of them, so they tried to catch up towards the end, but there just wasn't enough time. So yeah, and it was cold, so you know, we're sitting on metal bleachers, so you can imagine what that is like. And behind me were these women that were gabbing about napping and shopping and everything else. And oh my God, the eye roll I had. I'm surprised my eyes aren't stuck that way right now. So it was just, it was the most monotonous, mundane fucking.
I laughed at that. Is that like what mundane life we were laughing at? Is that what it was? You don't want this mundane life? Or
I don't know.
I think it was the entire time you were sitting there, because you made the comment, Kim, and we can go back and check the fact, check the record, but you made the comment of, I think I'd rather be at home than having to listen to this.
Right.
That is just curmudgeon old person talking right there.
Well, I'm a hermit.
Stupid kids, stupid women talking about
lawn.
Yeah,
I don't know. They were talking about their napping schedules, and one of them had went shopping that day, and oh my God. And one, I swear to God, she was like a soprano or something, because she had this high-pitched, like, kid voice or something, and it was just awful. I swear I hang out with you guys too much. Maybe I'm getting testosterone or something. I don't know, but I wanted to turn around and tell them to stop talking, but I didn't. I just sat on my cold metal bleacher and froze my ass off and watched my nephew play his last football game. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, just turn around to him and say, hey, Orange County wives, shut up. Watch the game.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. Because I'm like, oh, God. Wow. This is why I don't watch those shows that Pete watches. Because, Jesus Christ, it's terrible.
The Chargers are moving to Denver?
No. totally a Pete show, Orange County Housewives. Absolutely. You know Pete would be all in on that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Poor old Pete. He's moved into this house. I can't remember, but to be careful what we say here. But let's say the house wasn't at the standard that he required.
Right.
So, yeah, he likes a certain level of dirt, and the level of dirt was slightly higher than he would usually accept.
Right.
Yeah. Just a tad higher. Cheap.
Yeah.
Robin, what else has been going on with you?
We had a wonderful night last night. We had some friends over.
Yeah, we need to talk about this.
Yes.
Mm. So you took this picture.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm doing this for the audience. So audience, understand. Robin sends this picture to our WhatsApp group. And in the corner, I see a Desperado beer.
Yes.
And then I see what I believe is just a bowl of potatoes.
So those are So blame Judith on that
one.
Was
that like a Mexican casserole or was that shepherd's pie?
No, it was a Mexican class. So to explain, we were having a Mexican night. So the girls are going to a Mexican cooking class in a few weeks' time, actually, sometime in November. And the people we're going to go with, they come over regularly. These are the people that we go to Florida with and people like that. Anyway, Devon had said she was going to make a dish of Mexican stuff for tacos. So this casserole dish was had all the meat and the chicken and the spices and all the other bits and pieces in it. And she bought some lovely, lovely like salsa dips that she'd made that were really, really hot and some sour cream and soft shell tacos.
I got questions. Like right on the you said, so the casserole dish had meat, chicken? And chicken?
No, just chicken.
Oh, okay. So chicken. The meat was the chicken.
Yeah, the meat.
You confused me a little bit there because you said it had the meat and the chicken.
Just clarifying the meat.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, no other meat comes from chickens. Just to clarify,
as far as we know, yes.
Okay, so we had the soft shell tacos. We had all of the really hot spicy sauce. It was messy food. I had a long play of Mexican music going on in the other room, and we had the Desperado beers, and we had all the tacos, and then chocolate cake. And we had a lovely night, and I had some wild turkey whiskey, which I'd never had before, the bourbon.
Nice.
And I had a big cube and some wild turkey with my friend Adrian, and that was a lovely night. It was really nice.
So so I don't know if you saw my response to you, Robin, about the wild turkey.
Yes.
So here's something about.
Yeah, you just complicated it.
No, Robin. I want you to try this. Try turkey. New things. Try new
you
things.
You want to do some sherbet dipping or something?
No.
You want to
do, okay. Dial it back there, anger boy. Dial it back. I'm trying to give you a new drink here. And so what you do is you take wild turkey 101 and then take Rumpelmintz. Rumpelmintz is the preferred one because it's basically 100 proof peppermint schnapps.
I got to stop you at the peppermint schnapps. We will come back to it in a second.
Okay.
The keys, that's a problem because it's fobs. It's not. Yeah, it's like, you know, his car automatically opens when he goes to it. So, I mean, what do you do there? You can't swap those keys. So, I'm no, it wasn't a wife swapping party. No, no. A husband swapping party. I went with him and Judith went with her. So that's
okay.
Okay.
All right. Wild turkey.
Yes. And sherbet.
So no, not sherbet. Understand what we're talking about here is a peppermint.
Where the hell do you buy peppermint schnapps?
A liquor store.
Do you not have peppermint schnapps at your liquor stores?
No, we have peach schnapps.
What peppermint? What do you have that's peppermint flavored liqueur?
Help me, chat. You're my only hope.
Please say Rumpelmintz.
Rumpelmintz. The Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay. So anyway, you'll figure
maybe
this out.
I've heard of that name in you, Robin. Somewhere.
You know
somewhere.
People.
Rumpelmintz.
So do basically a shot of the wild turkey, and then I do a half shot of the Rumpelmintz.
You mean straight down, like shots?
And shoot it.
Why? I mean, there was a lovely big cube of...
it'll be a like a board size great cube of ice. You could sip it if you want. Yeah, bourbon. You could do that too. But it'll be... It'll have this, like, incredibly, like, cooling effect with the mint from the Rumple Mints. It is awesome. And it's great ice cold. So, I was just trying to help you out, man.
Okay, well...
Not terribly authentic Mexican, for the record.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Greg? I'm going to write down Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
No, you mentioned earlier on about me being like an Isle fart. Okay, hold on. Rumpelmints.
Rumpelmints, yes.
Okay. And I went to the garage convenience store last night and to get a few things, or yesterday, and I picked up a bar of this stuff, which is Fry's chocolate cream. It's dark chocolate cream inside it. It's old man's chocolate. And as I was driving out of the garage forecourt, I laughed and said hello to my father because this was his favorite chocolate as he got older.
Oh, no way.
And it's only the last few years that when I see it, you don't see it everywhere, I go, hmm. And it's my dad's tipple. So, yes, I am. I said, Dad, I'm turning into you. Sir, what do you do? That could be worse things.
Indeed.
So, yes, that was a lovely, lovely night. We had lots of fun there. It was good. Lots of laughs. And, good fun. And it was brilliant.
That's good. I like it.
And today, I ordered a thing this week.
Yes, this is
no way.
Tomorrow.
This is potentially going to get you killed.
Yeah. So as you're aware, I have a Roomba. I think it's a J7 Plus. It's a good Roomba. It sort of maps your whole house, vacuums everything. And we use it a lot because it works really, really well. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned your woman's name, Alexandra. Ask. Now, you can't use Greg, even though it's called Greg. So you ask Roomba to vacuum the kitchen or vacuum the hallway or vacuum downstairs or the bathroom, whatever it may be, living room. And then Alexandra will say, okay, I'll ask Greg to vacuum the kitchen. And sometimes Greg gets stuck on a stool. Greg, off a cliff. Greg needs help. Okay, so
this is actually really close to real life truth as well.
Greg trundles around my house vacuuming, and I love it because I can go, yeah, there you go. Yes, I was sober when I placed this order. and I've been looking at Greg's sister, which is a mop. And it's a similar idea, and it goes around. We have lots of tiled floors and some wooden floors. And I thought, yeah, great idea.
It's not my sister. This is my spouse.
Yeah.
Spouse mops the floor.
Are you sure?
Not really.
Anyway, so I thought, well, I Greg's lonely. Let me order the mop version of this as well. Yes, Greg sucks. And it's amazing what he picks up. So now Cindy is going to arrive tomorrow.
Yeah.
So now Cindy is going to squirt all over my kitchen floor. And wipe it up.
I did not tell Cindy that little additional fact. Because she absolutely will kill you if she ever sees you.
So Greg and Cindy
we're keeping that a hidden secret at the moment.
Yeah, so I'll get that programmed up and I'll make a video because Greg and Cindy are now going to be in the house doing the menial work of mopping the bathroom floor, hoovering, and yes, that's going to be good fun. Greg,
yeah, notice by the way, there's no equipment named Judith, which is probably smart on your part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he wants to live to see another day. So.
Exactly. I don't have the Atlantic Ocean.
He thinks the ocean is protected.
A large landmass. Yeah. I think I'm safe enough. Really. Goodness me. Just if I had a call to vibrator, Cindy, that would have been really, really bad.
Especially if you're using it around Judith, I'm just saying.
Between Cindy and me. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Greg the butt plug.
Yep. I take that.
You take that. Yeah. Yes, Marty, you're right. You're Dale. You're there on the hit list too. If I repeat this, I'm on the hit list even more. So Greg sucks up on Cindy's words. Yes. So I just thought it was just too much of an opportunity to have that the humor in the house.
Oh, dear God.
Dear, dear, dear. Anyway.
You are a dead man walking. You don't even know it yet.
Yeah.
That's okay. And one last thing. This is good.
I'm not going to talk about it a lot. I watched a really good documentary this afternoon, and it's from Candace Owens. It's just been released, and it's called The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and I recommend everybody to watch it. And it's all about George Floyd and BLM, and that's all I'm going to say. Go and watch it. It's very educational.
I will just say this right now, though. I do have to question whether it's good or not based on your Andor comments. But yeah, no, I know Candace Owens, so that might be worth checking out.
Yep. There you go. What about you, Greg? What else have you been doing?
So last night we broke out the bikes. We did a nice little bike ride down for dinner, which was kind of fun. We haven't really used the bikes for anything other than kind of short little trips to the park. But last night it was, hey, we'll ride down to the park, or sorry, the restaurant, grabbed a nice meal, had probably like 3 or 4 beers. And then driving back, it was pretty comical because so both bikes are electric bikes. You use it as much as or as little as you need. For the tricycle bike that we have for Colin, because I was driving that bike, definitely need that for some of the hills we encounter where we live. But for Cindy, this was her first time really on the other bike. And so about halfway through the ride, because it was now pitch black and we were just driving at nighttime.
Right.
She's trying to engage the assist on the hill. And instead, she turns off her lights. And suddenly, she's just like, it's black behind me. I can't see anything where she's at or whatever. And then he goes, I can't turn the lights back on. And I'm like, I can't help you at this point.
Oh, no.
But yeah, we made it home safely. And then I've been hitting Amazon. So Amazon did, they had kind of some Amazon Prime days. I ended up picking up a wireless gaming mouse to kind of replace. I had a wired gaming mouse from when I first bought my computer, but it was getting a little long in the tooth. And so I was like, you know what? Let me just check out something wireless because I like wireless overall because it just I don't have to deal with the stupid connected wire to the PC.
Yeah.
So I picked up a Razer. Is it a Razer something?
Yeah, because it was sort of Amazon pre-early, whatever it was, early dawn thing. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I hear people saying, oh, we're going to have Black Friday day, you know, Black Friday sales in the month of October. I'm like, that's not Black Friday.
Right, exactly. Right.
Anyway, it's the Basilix Hyperspeed.
Bollocks. The Bollocks mice.
The Bollocks mouse, yeah. So far, so good. I like it. Supposedly, the battery life on it is really good. You get about 400, 450 hours of the battery, so that's perfect.
Okay.
And then I do have another thing ordered. I'm just going to call it the Claw.
The Claw.
It will make total sense. I will have it on Monday or Tuesday this week.
It's a box scratcher.
No. This is for gaming on your PC. And here's the thing. I don't, and I'm stupid. I cannot do the WASD thing for moving.
Okay.
My brain and my fingers do not want to deal with that.
So this sits on your keyboard like a mouse, like a keyboard.
This
like
is no, what's separate the point? From my keyboard.
Okay.
So it's a left-handed control where your fingers and your thumb will kind of slot into it. And the thumbstick, there's an actual joystick for your thumb. And so it's kind of like Razer has a version of this with keypads and stuff, but it is actual like fingertip
movements. Does
that
not defeat the purpose of the speed of the keyboard?
No, it actually it replicates the keyboard just on the device. It actually makes things faster because everything's at your fingertips in terms of moving up or back or forward. Again, visually,
Dan is screaming at you right now if he's in the chat.
He's not yet. Anyway, so it will come on Monday. We'll see how that goes. Because I've been reading up reviews on it. And I can probably tell you what it is. If I really was being a good podcaster, I would tell you what I bought.
I bought
it is officially called the Azerin Compact Gaming Keypad. Ooh, so okay. It's got programmable gaming keyboard for PC and console gaming. Customized 3D printed analog thumbstick keypad with 24 buttons for righties, basically, because I'm going to be in my left hand, allowing my right hand to have mouse control. I'm excited for it. because this might get me playing more PC games, because I literally, again, the WASD thing, ain't happening. I'm just not, the movement just feels clunky to me. This will give me basically a thumbstick movement and allow me to do very quick keyboard strokes as needed. So there we go.
That sounds like a thing.
Wow.
And it was $200.
Holy so, shnikes.
I took a dip on this. We'll see.
Just a wee bit.
Okay, what else? I think that's kind of it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Star Wars Andor is awesome. Hey, let's talk about some gaming stuff.
It's really weird. My volume in my headphones is turning down by itself.
And that is very weird.
And going up by itself. So right now, if I go and sit on just on the desktop, it's moved itself down to 24%. So what I was hearing, the hiss, was me turning up the Wave XLR and hearing the hiss because it's overextending itself, which is really odd.
Don't overextend yourself, Robin. Stay in your lane. All right, Kim.
Yes. Yep.
It's mid-October. Let's talk about the second half of October in terms of games that are coming up. We don't have to beat this.
Alrighty. Well, let's see. Games with Gold. They're still Windbound, which is still out till the end of the month. And you've got Bomber Crew Deluxe Edition, which is available. Yes, available today, as a matter of fact, to the middle of next month. So there you go. PlayStation Plus, you still have Hot Wheels Unleashed, Injustice 2, and Super Hot, which I just picked up yesterday because it reminded me. He's like, you haven't got your games yet. Oh, well, let's do that. Prime Games, you have Fallout 76, Total War, Warhammer 2, Middle Earth, Shadow of War, and Glass Masquerade Origins, then Loom, Heroes Hour, and Horus. Horus. I swear, if that's not about a horse, I don't know. Stadia!
Talking about Stadia. Nope, just avoid it. It's dead.
And then for your Epic Game Store,
please,
no
more Stadia.
Basically, the end of the week, you have Darkwood and Toe Jam and Earl back in the groove. So there you go. Go get your free games.
Yeah, but we do have to talk about Stadia a little bit because Google shut down the Stadia and then they've announced their new range of laptops with ready to stream stuff on them.
Yeah, you know what? This is worth. Well, let's save that for the news. We'll talk about that. I did not pick up on that story, but that story is out there. Horrifically bad timing again. Stadia,
right?
Google, just in general. Anyway, okay. Games we've been playing. I will start. Again, fantastic sessions of Halo and PUBG this past weekend.
Or week,
I should say. Halo was a lot of fun. PUBG, we actually got a bunch of chicken dinners again. Not just on the casual mode, but on the competitive mode. Yeah, it's the teamwork thing. And it's funny because there's times where we're really clicking as a team and we're talking it up. We're talking about, you know, okay, I'm going to try and flank left and flush them out, that kind of thing. And then there's other times where you just see like four dots scattered on the map in like all different directions and suddenly starts yelping. Typically it's Mark. Help!
Yep, it's good, Mark.
But yeah. Bunny ears. Martin bought bunny ears for his Halo character.
Oh, dear. He bought them. He is the problem.
He bought the bunny ears. At least they weren't the cat ears. But the bunny ears are just as bad.
I would have bought the cat ears or the bunny ears.
His daughter made him do it. At least that's what he's saying.
Right. I
mean, honestly, there's no way to fact check this.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as you boys have a good time. That's nice. It is nice that you have a good time.
It is. We will be playing some Hunt the Showdown this upcoming week. That will be on PC. Likely, I think it's going to be part of Friday. So.
Here. Like that. Yeah. Talk about your, because coming up as well is the Extra Life. So, I mean, Extra Life, what date is Extra Life, Greg?
So Extra Life this year is the 5th of November. About 2.5-ish weeks away. So yeah, once again, doing Extra Life, 24 hours of gaming. I will do what I've done in the years past. I'll stream everything. and typically speaking, what I do is I just stream me playing the games. I don't really focus in on talking or trying to be entertaining. Sorry to say. No, I'm just trying to get through the event.
You struggle with that.
I do. I don't know how to talk. It's hard. Talking is hard.
I don't know how to do it either, so don't feel bad.
Yeah. But I welcome the community. Come hang out. We'll play games. I'm sure we'll be playing PUBG. I'm sure we'll be playing some Halo, because the multiplayer games, at the end of the day, those help you get through the hard times. And the hard times typically come right around 1 a.m. to roughly 5 a.m.
Yep.
And I haven't decided when I'm going to start, but I think it's going to be an early Saturday start, so maybe somewhere around 7, 8 a.m.-ish. I won't go too early before that. And then
I have been approached to do a 24-hour race as part of a three-man team.
Okay.
That would be a thing. 24 hours at Spa in Belgium. 24
hours at Robin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like four-hour sessions.
We should call it 24 hours of La Robin.
La Robin. Yeah. La Robin. I like that.
So for the record, if you look, I know it's been a tough year, so I feel bad asking people to donate on one.
Give them money
for a really good cause. So whatever you could spare, if you can make a donation, do it, please. And if it's not to me, it's somebody else, that's fine too. It's supporting a really good cause, Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. Which, if you're familiar with that organization, they do great work for and on behalf of kids and families that oftentimes just don't have the resources to get what they need to get done.
So, right.
And Kim, you are also doing Extra Life.
Yeah, it's my 10th year.
Wow. 10th year. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've missed out a few now. But I do quite a bit for kids at the moment anyway.
Robin,
it sort of balances itself out.
I get a pass. You kind of get a pass.
It's funny. Sorry, I never mentioned them because, I mean, the last 3 weeks it's been like revolving doors. It's been like number 10 Downing Street. Because we had a wee chap with us. He left us a few weeks back. And then we had our two Irish Muslim friends back. And then we had a two and a 3 year old there for 3 or 4 days. Little gorgeous chocolate girls. They were lovely. They were beautiful. They just left yesterday. So it's exhausting. We do a bit.
You guys do go to the library often. You check out a few books, you return a few books.
Peace and quiet for a week or so now. Yeah. A bit of normality. Well, that's cool. Kim, you've been killing it with fire.
I have indeed. There's a Microsoft rewards deal. Play one of these select games, you know, and get like 500 points, whatever. Well, one of them was Kill It With Fire. And I don't know, I've heard a couple people talk about it. So I thought, well, I'll fire that one up. It ought to be good for an easy few achievements. And it was. And I hate spiders, by the way. So maybe it wasn't exactly the most perfect game choice. But it kind of reminds me of the Goose Game. That's kind of what it looks like. It's not,
see that?
Yeah. The graphics on it are something to be desired. I'll just say that. I have played this game as well, Kim.
Yeah. It's like the special effects from Andor.
Where the hell is the bathroom? I'm still trying to find the bathroom so I can get the can of hairspray or whatever it is to make the damn torch. So I never did find the bathroom.
It's behind one of those doors, Kim. That's all I can tell you. I mean,
okay. Well, I know that because the one door I can't open yet. It says so. Apparently, I have to kill 4 spiders or whatever before I can open the door. So, and I haven't killed 4 spiders yet. So, those little spiders are hard.
So, where does the fire come into it?
Well, eventually, you get to, all right, go on.
No, you go, Kim. Oh. This is your game.
Well, eventually, once you can get to the bathroom, apparently, you get the can of propellant that you can set on fire, and then eventually you can, you know, kill it with fire. Or with my luck, I'll burn the house down, probably with me in it. But but yeah, so for right now, all I've got is a spider tracker, and I've got the little clipboard. And you're supposed to be able to pick up, like, the books and throw the books and kill the spider. I haven't figured that out yet, because them fucking spiders can move. So
they are incredibly fast, and that's, I think, one of the frustrations I had with the game is I feel like this game is better set up for mouse and keyboard than it is
the claw
gamepad.
There you go. You'll use the claw. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, and you hear those little assholes moving around behind you and around you, and all, but by the time you look in the direction that you thought you heard the noise from, they're gone. So I have yet to find the can of spray to get to that part. So anyway, it was a fun, you know, 15, 20 minutes for a while till I got the achievement to pop, and then I got the 500 Microsoft reward points. So
it feels like kind of like a novelty experience at first, and you're like, oh, this is kind of cool, and then for me, it just quickly wore off.
Yeah, yep. I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know, I'm done. I've got other things I can play, you know.
Somebody loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you want to, you know, you don't have a lot of time and you want to turn something on and play something and maybe get a quick achievement at it, then that would probably be what that would be good for. But unless you get super fast spiders like I got, then no, that ain't happening.
So. Yeah, and that's the thing. So, I you know, spiders can move pretty quick. Depending upon the breed of spider you get. But I've never found that spiders move great distances. These spiders in this game, like, are on a next level movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Arachnophobia? They're cruising... have you never watched the movie?
I'm sorry, one more time?
What?
Arachnophobia?
Yes, I have watched Arachnophobia.
Yeah, they moved a lot.
And again, I admit, spiders move. They don't move like these spiders do.
No.
So, yeah.
It's like the flash version of spiders. So
this game is not realistic. That is definitely what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay.
The only thing that's realistic about this game, in my opinion, is that it invokes this hatred for the spiders because I already hate them. I hate them even more in this game.
Right.
Okay.
Robin, what about you? Have you done anything other than race?
Yeah, I've had a very important week of racing, Greg. Very, very important racing week. So, yeah, I had lots of fun this week and tested some systems out. So I'm into the LFM Rookie Series Week 2, and that was at Suzuka in Japan. And I did quite a lot of practice for this race to try and get to pace. I qualified, and so the way the season works, so as in from midnight tonight, that week's racing is over. And pretty much every hour on the hour, at 16 minutes past the hour, you can race the race. You can register for the race and join the race. And you can race as many times as you want to at this particular track, but your best finish counts for the championship. So I qualified 7th. No, that's not right. I qualified 13th, and I think I finished 13th in this particular race. I did race again last night and had a better result. But in this first race, I'm going to put up the feed now. I was punterinoed at the beginning of the race, and I had to make this little video and send it off to the LFM judges because this twat boinked me from behind and ruined my race and probably about 8 other people's races. Now, in the rules and regulations of LFM, this is probably one of the most serious things you can do. I had to make the video. I felt like a Karen. I really did. I lodged up my complaint. They went and they do an investigation. They look at all. So there's my angle. That was his angle. Then you have to do a helicopter shot of it above. And this guy was given a 200-point deduction of his points and some deduction in his safety rating, which can demerit. He could get his license taken off him, stuff like that there. But it went through. It came through. I still get points deducted off me, but he got an awful lot more.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Why do you get points deducted off you?
Because
you were asking for it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what happened. You got raped, you got hit from behind, and then now they're blaming you.
Because accidents happen in races. So, for example, if in a Formula One race, Lewis Hamilton was taken off by another guy, the other guy would get a penalty. And if Lewis Hamilton's car was broken, well, he would just be out of the race. He wouldn't be reinstated. And it's the same idea. So you were involved in an accident, your car was damaged. Your car's always going to be damaged. There's no way to reinstate that. So that's kind of what it was. But the system worked. After that race, my car damaged, which was slower. I know it's hard to get it. Okay, so in American football, in American football, okay, one big fat guy throws a ball to another big fat guy, right?
Right.
And then another guy comes along and dives into him illegally,
right?
And that team gets penalized. But the guy that got knocked down broke his leg.
Okay.
But the first team that did the thing gets penalized. They don't get penalized anymore, and the other team are still down a player. No matter what, it's the same thing, same idea.
No, I totally get that. But then you made the comment of that you were penalized. Is that just you were penalized because you were involved in a wreck and basically you lost positions?
Yes, I lose position, but I also lose some safety rating, less than the other guy, an awful lot less.
But I was involved in an incident on the track. Safety rating.
Sorry,
why would you lose safety rating?
It's part of the racing thing. It's just part of it. It's just you're involved in an incident, you'll lose less rating because the software it recognizes that it wasn't your fault, but you still were involved in an incident. You get an incident point, which affects your safety rating. It's all very serious. There's pages and pages of the rules and regulations.
This is why you need a lawyer defending you, Robin, because you should not be penalized.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you're right. So that was good. But I raced it again last night, or the night before. Yeah. What day is today? Saturday wasn't last night because it was tiddly. Friday night, I came out again and I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to give it another go. And I raced again and I was pretty well. I did rub shoulders with a few guys and got a few incident points, but no big wrecks. I qualified, I think it was 17th, and I finished, I think it was 11th. And my points go up. I'm moving up in the championship, and I had fantastic, really good fun, really good. This week's track is Laguna Seca, which goes live. It's in California. I ran about an hour to the practice there this afternoon. I'm about 4 seconds off the pace, which is a friggin' nightmare. So it'll be later on this week before I do my race. So thoroughly enjoying it. I did order another webcam because I had three, but one of them was a dodgy one, so I've ordered another third one with a big long extension USB cable because I want the big rear shot of me.
Robin wants to film his rear. News 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm enjoying it. Rubbing is racing. Yes, Boomer, rubbing is racing, but bouncing people off are definitely not. I actually watched a video of a guy this week who got the red mist that somebody cut him off. Yeah, cut him off, but in a racing way, which was firm but fair. And this guy took the head staggers and kept on crashing into this other guy and then put him into the wall again at Suzuka. And the guy got a lifetime ban for this because he was very, very, very bad.
That is absolutely very unsportsmanlike.
Now, I did play another game, which is, and I bought it this week. It's called R2 Racing. Oh, frig me. It's been worked on for years. It was a love project. It's now being supported by the LFM guys as well. I put it on. It's one of those ones you buy the base, but you have to buy quite a few of the tracks. And I raced some of the more variety of cars. Feels fabulous. Feels really, really good. The force feedback and the steering wheel and everything feels fabulous. When you touch a curb, you really do feel it. If you lock up your brakes, you flat spot and you feel the flat spot while you're, you know, in the driving. R factor 2.
I still want to make a comment about feeling for the flat spot. Martin, for the record, nobody died. Okay, actually people died when I drove the Warthog, but never mind. I feel that's slander, Martin.
Martin, the Mouse and Claw sounds like a lesbian bar. It doesn't sound like an Irish pub.
Oh, that could be a great lesbian bar name. Seriously, Mouse and the Claw. Holy shit. Kim.
Yes.
Talk to me about Garden Story. What? This sounds boring.
Let me put it to you this way. If you've played Turnip Boy and Tax Evasion, what is it? Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion? Garden Story.
Isn't that life story of Robin?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
It was another one of those deals where I needed some easy achievements, and this was on there, so I gave it a shot. And yeah, it's pretty much like Turnip Boy and all that.
So you've been working the rewards playlist pretty heavy.
Yes, because, well, you know, I like that extra $10, you know, a month, because I get the auto redeem for the 10 extra Microsoft bucks. So
easy, Martin, easy.
Right? Wow! Holy moly!
yeah.
Get there shortly.
So talk to me about the actual game. So what is the main goal?
Well, I'm trying.
Please don't say trim your garden.
No. Oh God, no, nothing like that. You're not Turnip Boy. What are you? You're a plum or some shit, and you're actually like a security guard or something. So yeah, and you go through, not really a security guard, I don't know, I guess you'd say a hero, I don't know, but there are like zombie vegetables, zombie plants, something like that. You could tell I really paid attention.
I feel like my brain is about to explode. So boink. You're a plum?
Yeah, it's your like.
That's a security guard.
It's like he's like a hero of the land or protector of some sort against these zombie plants or zombie vegetables, something like that. So that's kind of your shtick. You go along and you kill these zombie things, and you know they give you various things to do along the way. Like you have to go to the next little town and open it up and save the people, yada yada yada. So yeah.
Okay.
I just heard the emotional damage sound effect.
Thank you.
So, yeah, like I said, if you played the Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion, you'd probably like Garden Story too. Like I said, it's good for cheap, easy achievements. That's the whole reason I played it. So.
Okay. I got back into Hunt Showdown.
Mm-hmm. Not Cunt Showdown?
Well, that's kind of what I call it. Yeah. So here's the premise. It's a small battle royale. It's teams of up to three players against other teams, and I think you can have up to two other teams on the same map. I could be wrong on that. You have an objective to hunt down a basically I'll call it a mythical evil creature on the map. And you have the Batman Detective Division vision that lets you find three different clues. And the three clues on the map, you investigate them. And once you investigate them, it will eliminate part of the map. Basically, it'll narrow it down to one place on the map where this creature is. And then your job is to go and kill the creature, extract the creature. So you're kind of extracting its essence and then making it to an exit point. Once you kill the creature and you extract its, I'll call it its essence, all the other teams on the map can see where you are. And they have the choice of trying to come and kill you.
And do you really have to press a button to stop bleeding?
Possibly.
It says press F to stop bleeding. On
yeah,
because right
you're using bandages, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's really interesting because it uses a lot of sound cues. And so when you go into, like, as you're watching on screen, you see these, this is like a farmer's ranch that you're a slaughterhouse ranch that you're in. Mm-hmm. There'll be like broken glass on the ground that makes a lot of noise when you walk over it. Mm-hmm. There'll be chains hanging from the ceiling that will make noise if you pass through them. And so you can pick up on these things as you're, you know, going around hunting. Again, those audio cues help you locate things or understand somebody's nearby. The entire time you're doing this, there are like zombies on the map that you have to avoid. And I'm assuming as you get into more advanced maps, there may be other types of creatures that are involved as well. When I was playing the tutorial, you're sent in to kill the, I think it's called the butcher is the first one. He's only at 25% health. So it's it should be an easy kill. I made the mistake of just going into his lair and thinking I could just take him out real simply. Killed me multiple times, just because I was too close, you know, a couple hits from him, you're toast. Whereas it takes multiple shots to kill him. But there's cool things you can do. Like I took a bear trap and I set it up in front of a doorway. And so when he came through the doorway, he walked into the bear trap and it snared his leg. There's also a lot of environmental kind of traps. So at one point I was going through a slaughter pen, and you can open the gate up on one side, and the other side of the gate was still open. And so if you have some creatures following you, you lead them into that pen trap, and it, with co-op partners, one person's at the one end, they close the door, and then you can have the other person on the other side close the door and basically lock them in so they can't escape. So okay. It's little things like that. So it's environmental things that kind of make this unique. So we'll see. I plan to play some with Mark. I've told him we will play, so we'll check it out. I'm hoping I can use the claw at that point in time. That's what I'm just going to call it, the claw now. I think that's the appropriate name for this new the claw. Anyway, so yeah, that's Hunt Showdown. So far, so good.
Have you been playing this by yourself or with others?
Yes, I've been walking myself through the kind of the tutorials, just to get familiar with the different mechanics and understanding the game. I was going to try and play with Mark. In the
He's
game.
Useless.
Easy, yeah, kind of. He had been
Hunt
on earlier.
Showdown, Corzan. Hunt Showdown.
Hunt Showdown. Yeah.
Hunt Showdown. Interesting.
And then I will be checking out Scorn. I downloaded it. I was going to try and play it last night, but I was so tired. I had watched the Padres game. I recorded it, so I was kind of watching it late. And by the time I got done with the game, I was just like, I'm done. I'm going to bed. But Scorn, I've heard mixed things, like mixed to good. So some people are complaining it's a little bit puzzle heavy, and it has a lot of environmental puzzles. But overall, I haven't heard a lot of damning things so far. So that I think is a positive. I'm hoping it's one of those games that it's just a real freaky atmosphere, but not like jump scares, that kind of thing, which I think that's what it is. I think it's going to be more just really freaky environments and you trying to figure out how to escape from what I have to think is hell. But anyway. So that will be for next week. I'll have more to say on Scorn at that point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No quiz this week, so we can jump right into the news, Robin.
All right. Well, this crappy Sony Microsoft thing is still going on. I don't get it whatsoever. Well, I do get it. I understand why, because there's lots of money involved. But Microsoft is now accusing the UK regulator of adopting Sony's complaints in an Activision probe. It sounds like it's the CNN and Democratic Party. They're repeating what Sony are telling them to repeat. And pretty much the CMA has adopted these complaints from Sony without the appropriate level of critical review is what Microsoft are saying, which is, so it's a big shit throwing thing at this moment in time. You can go into the weeds of it all, but
yeah, it's gotten real public, which I find interesting.
You don't usually see this.
To watch this. So here's the funny thing. So again, so just to summarize real fast, this basically, the CMA said they want to do this deeper investigation because they're fearful of possible, monopolization and harm to consumers by Microsoft buying Activision. And largely this seems to be on the heels of Sony having actually gone out and made, I'll say public visits, but they were, visits behind closed doors with CMA officials and other political parties, to basically get the CMA to look closer at this. And I think Sony's long-term gain or goal is to get what they can out of this. They've said they want Call of Duty in perpetuity on Sony platforms, that Microsoft can never take it away. They want no Call of Duty would ever have any visual upgrades or enhancements that are strictly on the Xbox console, that they would have to be on every console. And they want no Game Pass submission for Call of Duty, that it has to remain on all platforms. It can't be a game, on Game Pass and not on other competing platforms, that kind of thing. So they're just looking to see what they can get Microsoft to agree to. Microsoft had agreed to previously a couple years of exclusivity above and beyond, not exclusivity, but being on PlayStation, I think 3 years after the current marketing deal that's in place. So that would put it in like 2027. So that's like the basics of this. Now, Sony has been making moves to try and derail this deal. And I think Microsoft, quite honestly, is getting annoyed. I think Microsoft is at that point, and that's why they're reacting this way or starting to be very public about their responses, because they want to call Sony out.
And rightly so, because it's so hypocritical.
Oh, very because much
Because for
so.
The last 5, 6, 7 years, Sony have had first dibs on Call of Duty with the extra bonus content if you and it's there several months or a year before it comes on the Xbox. It's just pure hypocrisy. Some of the reasons I understand, but this stuff here, it's like, yeah, we're whiter than white, and we would never. And it's what they have been doing for years. Mm-hmm. So I can understand them not wanting it on Game Pass, that sort of stuff. But again, if Microsoft decided to do that, well, what do you do?
Microsoft, I mean, they, and again, I guess it depends upon which side of the fence you're on, you're looking at this, but they called out the UK regulators, in particular the CMA, because they're the ones that said, we need to do a deeper dive on this, and we're going to delay this until March, kind of making this closer look. And basically Microsoft saying, you're just taking Sony's word for this without doing any due diligence and without actually investigating this before you're making this statement. So it's basically like saying, hey, we're going to have a court date in March. And the only thing that made me say we'll have a court date in March is that I heard from somebody that said, well, we think it might be a bad idea. There's no facts. There's no actual due diligence done. So anyway. The interesting angle here is, does this potentially create even further division of Microsoft and Sony? There's a lot of money above and beyond gaming involved with Microsoft and Sony. But does this create a real fissure between the two companies, to where Microsoft may just very well say, once they get this deal gone through, you know what? No, Call of Duty is going exclusive.
Yeah, we're going to dig it.
We're revoking this deal.
You didn't trust us enough to do the right thing, which we were going to do. Because we were going to do the right thing, and we're going to dig it even harder now. So I can see that happening. Interesting, anyway, and I'm sure more and more will unfold. Okay, look, Valve has now released a redesigned Steam mobile app with a QR code. It is okay. It's handy. Before, when logging on with your mobile app, it was a bit of a pain, and it still is a little bit of a pain, even with this QR code. So the QR code appeared on your screen, you scanned it, and away you went. But it still does the two-factor authentication, the credential stored in your phone, which is okay, but it's just it's a little clunky still. It's okay. I don't rate the, being a sort of a newish user of the Steam store and stuff, I don't rate it that well. I think it's very messy and clumsy and sales orientated.
Oh, it for sure is. I'm not the biggest fan of how Steam handles their store. So I think every online store probably could use some refresh on how their UI works. Steam, to me, what I don't understand, and there's certain things, like if you're doing sharing with somebody, you have to disable the sharing before you can buy anything, and then it always makes me disable it. I have to put in my PIN to do it, blah blah blah.
Oh dear.
Not that it's the end of the world, but it's just a weird extra step I have to take.
So. No, it's okay. Because it is, like, even I work to LFM, when you log on to the LFM website, it identifies you through your Steam account. You have to give it permission to identify you for Steam. So on the back of everything is Steam. Steam is everything in the background. Everything. It's got such a strong hold in the gaming community. Xbox Game Cloud is coming to the Meta Quest 2. What was it used to be called? The Oculus. The Meta Quest. Yeah, so now you're going to be able to play streaming in your headset, which is kind of cool if it works well under, because it's Wi-Fi based. And that could be a challenge, I suppose, because you have to have a really, really good connection for Xbox Cloud Gaming to work. So if you'd want to use to play your games on a really, I suppose, why would you do that? Is you're not going to be able to interact with the games in virtual space, but you'll be able to use it as a big screen, is probably it is the main thing there. So you'll be able to look really silly now. You can sit on your sofa with your headset on and a controller between your legs.
Isn't that what you normally do with VR anyway?
Or the claw.
The claw.
The claw. Okay, just find it. The Stadia news and Google, of course. And yeah. I laugh at the adverts on TV at the moment about the Google Pixel phone. And this, the latest advert, or one of the latest adverts, is this guy saying, well, look, you use Google Gmail, you use a Google browser, you use lots of Google stuff. So why not just have a Google phone?
Right.
And I don't know how good or bad the Pixel is. Don't know. But now that Stadia has gone, literally it's still breathing. There's a slight blip on the heart machine there. They've released their latest batch of laptops with game streaming built into them. And they're going to be streaming games. So it's kind of two different departments in a very big company that just can't get it right whatsoever. Just seems very inappropriate at the moment. But they're killing one thing and launching the exact same thing in a different wrapper.
Well, but are they? So I guess this is the question. So the game streaming, is it technically Stadia that they're announcing, or are they just saying these laptops are meant to stream games?
Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think so. And probably it's a way to get, yes, that is what's happening with a lot of people now. Streaming games are going to happen more and more, and maybe there's the tail end of the Stadia deals that they have, so.
Well, no, I mean, honestly, Stadia is dead, dead. You'll be able to play games, it's up till January, I think that's when it's finally done, but the store's done. Stadia will cease to exist. It will not be Stadia anymore, and my guess is Google is not going to stream games anymore. I think they are going to license that tech out where they can to other companies to adopt it. And this is, this laptop, it's just funny that they talk about this laptop being a game streaming laptop, which, that means it could, in theory, stream PlayStation Now. It could stream Xbox Game Pass. It could stream Amazon Luna. It won't be able to stream Google Stadia. So, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is just nuts.
Isn't it nuts? Isn't it absolutely nuts?
And
that's about the news. There is news. Yeah, it's a sort of news.
Real fast. The timing. This is go back through this. The timing from Google on all of this is just insane.
It's weird.
So they have developers actually launching games into Stadia the week they say, fuck it, it's all done. We're closing Stadia down effective immediately. The store is basically done. And all of these game companies are like, we don't know. And then a week later, Google is launching a laptop for cloud streaming.
I wonder if those laptops had the Stadia app in them.
Oh,
you know
they did. 100%
because that would be a year or so of production time and planning. So these were probably the laptops to play Stadia on. Yeah, but shit, we've got this hardware. Let's just take that out and launch it anyway.
Tim, in laptop gaming. This is Phil Harrison. Can we patch out Google Stadia from the laptops? Yes, sir. We certainly can do that. Cool. Google Stadia. anyway. All right. Enough of Google. Robin, move us forward. Let's get into new releases.
Yep.
That's your cue. I'm not doing a Kim impression this week. I know I was not up to par last time.
No, it needs a little work. Just a little.
Yeah. My hands were a little lopsided. Continue on.
Alrighty. Your new releases for October 16th through the 22nd are A Plague Tale: Requiem, which I know there will be quite a few people that are waiting for that one. For PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC on October 18th, also coming to Game Pass. So, you know, there's that. Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 18th as well. Let's see. Them's Fightin' Herds. I don't know what this is, but whatever. PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4. And I know that's not a Robinism game, because, yeah. That's what that's
called. Them Fightin' Herds,
Xbox One and Switch on the 18th as well. I'm assuming those are fighting cows. I could be wrong, but I'm going to guess fighting cows. Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection for the PC on October 19th. And I assume your Steam dick as well. So, there you go. Batora Lost Haven for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on October 20th. And then we have Mario and Rabid Sparks of Joy for the Switch on October 20th. Second Extinction, which is apparently now out from under whatever the hell you want to call that. I can't remember now. It suddenly left
Game
me.
Game preview. Yeah.
Game preview. Early, thank you very access. Much. Yes. Yes. Which will be out on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on the 20th as well. The Jackbox Party Pack 9 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, iOS, Android on October 20th. And I think there's some more. Oof. Frick. I went too far. Son of a bitch. Hold on. Got to scroll back up.
Wow. Them's Fightin' Herds is like Tekken with cows.
Tekken with cows. I like it.
Tekken with cows. Holy moly. All right. This one is a Robinism because, yeah, I don't remember what this one is called. But Vampire Lesbian Survivors. I think it's just Vampire Survivors or something like that. Anyway, it's out for the PC on October 20th.
I would play it as the current title for the record, not as specific.
Vampire Lesbians Survivors.
Yeah. Gotham Knights. I assume this is right. I thought I got pushed back, but whatever. Gotham Knights, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on the 21st. New Tales from the Borderlands for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 21st as well. And then we have, last but not least, Persona 5 Royal. For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 21st. And those are your new releases.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Gotham Knights, there was a little bit of, I guess, letdown news, you will. Apparently, Gotham Knights is not going to have, it's going to be 4K 30 frames capped on the next gen consoles. There's no other enhancements being done as far, at least at launch, for the next gen console games. So a lot of people were taking issue to that, being like they would wait for a patch where they do something like HDR lighting, that kind of thing. But I'm still not sold on Gotham Knights. I'd rather play Vampire Lesbians. I'm just saying.
Surely not.
Yeah.
I'd rather play them fighting herds. So there you go.
With the vampire lesbians.
With the vampire lesbians. Yep. There you go.
All right. Hey, if you are hanging out next week, Wednesdays, we play Halo Infinite from 8 p.m. I think it'll be 8 p.m. Is that your time change next week?
I don't know.
I don't know. You should know these things, Robin.
When does
New Mexico change? Northern Mexico, excuse me.
Week of the month or something?
Something like that. Anyway, so 9 p.m. in the UK still, for now. on Friday, it'll be PUBG and or potentially Hunt Showdown, 8 p.m. / 9 p.m. in the UK. And if you're not in the UK, that's basically noon on the West Coast or 3 p.m. on the East Coast.
Nah, there end of the month, 31st of October.
Yep.
Oh, on Halloween. Convenient.
Halloween.
Okay. All right. We can kind of wrap up the show again. We love the participation from our lovely chat. I see it's been quite busy. We'll have Kim do a final shout out in just a second. But come participate. If you can't make it to the show live, we'd absolutely encourage you to email the show or just shoot us a tweet. Go up on Twitter. We're very much on social media. Lurking, always lurking, watching, lurking, watching, watching, lurking.
That's why my blinds are closed. Anyway.
I know. And they should be. Kim, start us off.
Alrighty. I'm going to shout out our shatters real quick. And we have Boomer, Martin, and Martin, Lord, and Corzon have all been in the chat today. So thank you all for stopping by and keeping us chatting. So We appreciate it, because otherwise it's nobody in there, and that's no fun either. Shout out to you guys, as always. It's always fun. Shout out for my new microphone to still be working and hasn't blown up yet, so that's nice. I don't know. Everybody have a good week. Hopefully we have a good week here. I have this week and next week, and then next weekend I will be down 3 horses, so that'll be nice. So less work for me. Yay!
Glue factory. So the chap bought some.
No, they're not going burgers. I hope they're not burgers. Going to glue factory.
They're going for hamburger meat.
I don't know. We tried selling them on by ourselves. That hasn't worked. So
let's try the horse and hound. Great magazine.
We're going to load them up and take them to a horse sale, and hopefully someone will buy them there and they'll go to a shiny, happy home.
Chinese restaurant.
Terrible thought. But anyway, it'll be what it'll be, and it'll be less work for me and Dad, which will be nice because he's no spring chicken anymore. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, that's enough for me. On to Robin.
Robbie Coltrane passed away this week, was Hagrid in Harry Potter, of course. We'll know him for a fantastic crime series called Cracker back in the 90s here in the UK. And, of course, Ocean's 12, I believe it was, when he was in it as well. But, Hagrid, of course, his most famous role. And he'll be sadly missed. He was only 72 years old. He looked quite ill. I see some of the videos of him. And that's very, very sad. 72 is these days pretty young. Mm-hmm. And most people are pretty active. Very different when I was a boy. When somebody was 70, they were really, really old. That's very, very sad. So to Robbie and people that were affected by, a fantastic memorial to him in Universal Studios in Orlando with that Hagrid's motorbikes, the ride that's out there, and he's in it, and his big paint likeness is really cool. So to him and the guys in the chat, that's been good fun tonight. And Corzan, maybe I would buy you for a tenner. Okay. Anyway, Everybody have a great week. And by the way, I checked out the 19th of May. That seems fine.
Okay.
So the Vegas trip. I want to speak to Mike this week to see if he wants to do that as well. Maybe he gets involved and just check his schedule. And then I'm going to go and book some flights. Flights from Ireland are about 350 quid, 380 quid, somewhere around there. So that's return. So not nutty, nutty, nutty. So if anybody's interested, Greg and I are planning to meet up in Las Vegas around the weekend of the May of 19th next year for going on a Friday, going home on a Monday sort of thing, and have a couple of good days in Vegas and do some nerdy stuff and have a few beers and a bit of fun. A
wholesome boys.
Yes, wholesome. Indeed. Sunday school, the church on Sunday morning, and all of that sort of stuff. So if you're interested and you want to tag along, are you interested in that, please contact me at Bongo the Scene. And please, this week, watch me racing on my YouTube and Twitch channels, Bongo _ the Scene, blah, blah, blah. You'll get it, the idea. It'd be fantastic. It'd be wonderful. Greg, take us home.
Hey, yeah. So, Robin, definitely May 17th. I love it. The reality is you're looking for...
19. Don't do this. You did that before. Okay. You arrived a day late.
Day late, dollar short, whatever. 19th, 17th, it's all the same. Come on, man. It's May. That's all I know. It's May. Yeah, you're looking for a roommate?
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Looking for a roommate, you pick Greg, of all people.
No. Yeah, it will be fun. Come hang out. We'll, if we can get a big group going, I think that would be a blast. Similar to the UK trip.
Yeah.
And again, if you have a spouse or significant other that you have to run this by, say that we're doing it for the children.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out to the two of you. Absolute blast to podcast with you. This is all part of it's a charity event. It is absolutely
a charity. We'll donate something.
I am the biggest child ever, and my wife thinks I'm a charity case. So
I believe the children are our future.
Yeah.
Treat them well and let them lead the way.
Yeah.
Show them all the beauty. Let's go home.
Yeah, we got to go home. All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you, everybody. Come back next week. We will be here. We'll hang out. We'll have fun.
Good stuff.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
see you same time next week.
Bing bong.
And we're done.